Small towns rarely ask too many questions. If you pay your rent on time, show up for work, and wave politely on your way to the post office, you'll blend in just fine. And in the town of Larchwood, Montana, population just under 3,000, that's exactly what a man named David Langston did. For 19 years. He checked out books at the local library, took woodworking classes at the community center, volunteered at the annual 4th of July picnic. People liked David. They said he was quiet, respectful, kept to himself, but never in a suspicious way. So when the police arrived one summer afternoon in 2014 and escorted him out of the hardware store where he worked, it surprised everyone. They said he wasn't David Langston. Not really. They said his real name was Gregory Paul Denton. And the real David Langston had never even set foot in Montana, until the day he stumbled upon the identity that had been borrowed for nearly two decades. The man calling himself David Langston had arrived in Larchwood in late 1995. He rented a small apartment above a laundromat, paid in cash, and told the landlord he was between jobs. He filled out a library card form that same week.
No driver's license.
Just a student ID from a university no one double-checked. He listed a P.O. box as his address. That was enough. The librarian remembered him.
He liked war memoirs. Never checked out fiction.
Always returned books early. Over the years, David got steady work at the hardware store.
He built a quiet life.
No criminal activity. No run-ins with police.
No drinking. No trouble.
He was, by all accounts, invisible in the safest way possible. But back in Colorado, someone else had been left behind. In 1993, Gregory Denton had been involved in a bitter custody dispute. His ex-wife accused him of harassment. Though never convicted, a restraining order was filed. He lost custody of his then 5-year-old son, Jacob. Within a month, Gregory disappeared.
He left no note, closed his bank account, abandoned his apartment, and two states away, he became someone else.
He said later, during his arrest interview,
"I didn't want to fight anymore. I didn't want to explain myself to anyone. I just wanted to be someone new."
The name David Langston came from a wallet he claimed he found in a Greyhound bus terminal bathroom, a college ID and a library slip inside. He didn't use the credit cards. He didn't try to impersonate the man exactly.
He just took the name.
And in the absence of official questions, it worked.
Teen, in 2014, the real David Langston walked into the Larchwood Public Library.
He was visiting his cousin, passing through town. Stopped in to print his plane ticket. When the librarian typed in his name, she paused. "Oh, you already have an account with us."
He didn't.
He'd never been there before in his life. The confusion grew quickly. Staff showed him a photo taken years earlier for a library event. He said, "That's not me." And that was the moment everything began to fall apart.
The real David called the local police.
An investigation was opened. Within 72 hours, Gregory was in custody. At first, he denied everything. Said it was a misunderstanding. That he just liked the name. But under questioning, he admitted the truth. He hadn't committed fraud in the traditional sense. No stolen credit cards. No attempts to claim the real David's identity for financial gain. He had simply borrowed a name to disappear inside. "I wasn't trying to steal anything," he said.
"I just couldn't be me anymore."
Gregory Denton was ultimately charged with misuse of personal identity and falsifying information on government documents. He received 18 months probation, a $1,000 fine, and was ordered to cease using the name David Langston. But the damage, if there was any, wasn't so easy to categorize. No money had been lost.
No lives harmed. No property stolen. And yet, something still felt off.
The real David Langston later said, "It wasn't about the crime. It was the idea that someone else had been me for 20 years, and I didn't even know."
And what about Gregory?
After serving probation, he moved again.
No one knows where.
Maybe he became someone new. Maybe this time, he used his own name.
Or maybe not.
Because sometimes, the real crime isn't what's taken.
It's what's abandoned. A name. A past. A son. A self.
We don't often think about how fragile identity really is. But sometimes, all it takes is a forgotten card, a name not questioned, and time. This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host.
Until next time, stay open, stay curious, and if someone tells you their name, ask yourself,
how much of it do they mean?